GOP Rep. Roy, I support CR that keeps current levels. Except for DOD, then we can do DOGE cuts in FY 26. By Ian Hanchett on March 3, 2025. On Monday's broadcast of CNN's The Source, Representative Chip Roy, RTX, stated that he will support a continuing resolution that continues funding at current levels, which would freeze spending, give Elon, DOGE, the White House, and OMB room to go do what they're doing to find waste, fraud, and abuse, identify the cuts that need to be put in place and put them in place in fiscal year 2026 but with some anomalies in there for defense. Roy said, I have put out my support to say that I believe that a freeze in spending, which is what an actually clean CR. Let's be very clear, in DC parlance, they're not always that clean. But an actually clean CR that continues funding at current levels, which would freeze spending, give Elon, DOGE, the White House, and OMB room to go do what they're doing to find waste, fraud, and abuse, identify the cuts that need to be put in place. I'm 100% in favor of going down that road. And then we have a full debate about FY 26. Host Caitlin Collins then asked, so, you're fine with it not having the DOGE anomalies, the cutouts for what DOGE has said is fraud? Roy responded that there will be some anomalies in there for defense. Collins then cut in to ask about anomalies for USAID in all these other programs. Roy responded, I think it is clear that the president, right now, has every intention to go find those cuts that we need to put in place. The executive branch is already halting a lot of that funding, identified those cuts for FY 26. But, right now, I think we're in a better place if we freeze spending and give him the power to do that. I think that's the strongest negotiating position for the president. Democrats are jonesing for a shutdown. They've all but said so. They would love to shut down Elon. I think we ought to empower the White House and the president. Empower Elon to go find those cuts and put those in place in FY 26. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.